All right, good morning, everyone. I'm going to call this meeting to order. This is the July 6, 2021 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner, and my name is Andy Kottkamp. And I've been appointed by the Chelan County Board of Commissioners to serve as a land use hearing examiner. My job is to render decisions on various applications that are authorized to come before me, which include conditional use permits. That's what we have on the agenda for today. I will consider any testimony presented at today's hearing, as well as all the written materials on file in order to render my decision. I would note for the record that the only persons present at the hearing today are members of staff and the hearing examiner. In conversations with staff prior to the start of the hearing, I understand that the applicant has the link for this video conference hearing and would try to connect but may not be able to, so I have decided to proceed with the hearing as scheduled. But I am going to abbreviate what I normally state about the hearing examiner rules and procedure, except to say that I have reviewed the item on today's agenda. I don't have any interest in the property or the proposal to be heard today, and I will be able to fairly and objectively consider this item. And then outside of receiving and reviewing the staff report along with all of its attachments, which include the application materials, some agency comments, there haven't been any public comments. There's noticing documents and SEPA documents. Other than receiving and reviewing essentially the entire planning staff file, I've not had any communication regarding the item that's on today's agenda. Because the only people here are staff. I'm not gonna ask if staff has any objection to me serving as a hearing examiner. So we will proceed with the matter on the agenda. This is, as I indicated, a conditional use permit application given application number CUP 20-018, which is an application that has been submitted in order to allow Museum of Wildlife, Natural History, and Art under the criteria for places of public and private assembly. There's many improvements and proposed uses that can occur at this facility that are more specifically described in the staff report as well as the application materials. Also, this project is located within Chelan County on property that is more specifically described also in the staff report as well as in the application materials. Now, for the record, I will admit into the record that staff report and all those attachments to the staff report, which included all the application materials, all of the noticing documents, all of the agency comments that have come through, their SEPA documents, I'll admit all those items. Indeed, I will admit the entire planning staff file into the record at this time by this reference and turn this matter over to staff for its presentation.
All right, thank you, Mr. Hearing Examiner. My name is Jordan Prouty. I'm a planner here at Chelan County. This is CUP 20-018. It is for a 7,500 square foot Museum of Wildlife History and Art and a 200 square foot single family dwelling for the caretaker. There is also a proposed outdoor archery range, and the entrance plaza is an area for picnic and barbecue facilities. The property is located at 21285 US Highway 97A. It is a 5-acre parcel. It is zoned as Rural Residential Resource 5. So yes, the permit does require a CUP for places of private and public assembly. The owners are Sanctuary LLC, located in Chelan. And the only other note to mention is, upon further review, in finding of fact 7 for CUP criteria, there is a typo that was corrected, changing the proposed parking spaces from 17 to 27, including one required accessible space. That was a correction that, like I said, was found upon further review after notice of hearing and was corrected. That would be needed to be corrected post this meeting.
Okay, I'm running through this again. Can you, after this hearing, would you submit in writing the changes that you're requesting for number 7?
Yes, yeah. I'll mention where it is and what the changes need to be.
All right, thank you.
Yep. And yeah, based on these application materials submitted, comments received from state and local agencies, and the findings of fact and conclusions provided in the staff report, staff does recommend approval of CUP 20-018 with the conditions provided.
Okay. All right. Now, I note for the record that the applicant is not here. And for the record, Mr. Prouty, was the applicant given notice of the date, place, time, and manner of this hearing?
Yes, he was.
All right. And you indicated off record that you had discussed the proposed conditions of approval with the applicant's representative?
Yes.
Did they indicate they had any objection to any of the specific conditions?
No, he had no objections.
Okay. I'd also note for the record that there are no members of the public here today as well. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to close the public record portion of this hearing. I will have I'm not going to close it. I'm going to keep the record open until 5 o'clock today for two purposes. If the applicant does contact you and indicated that they wanted to submit any comments, they have until 5 o'clock today to submit whatever written comments they want to you, and you can forward to me. Also, until the record's open until 5 o'clock today for staff to then present to me the modifications to the staff report, which they were talking about within the presentation at the hearing. So the record's open until 5 o'clock today for those purposes. Do you have any questions about that, Mr. Prouty?
Nope.
Perfect. All right. Then with that, then I am now going to adjourn this July 7, 2021 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. Thank you all very much for coming, and we'll see you next time. Take care.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
I will. You too. Bye-bye, guys.